WSKV-FM. Listen live at 104.9 FM, stream at listenlikealocal.com, or enjoy the program on the official WSKV-FM app from the Google Play or Apple App Store. You can also listen on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast. You're listening to PCSN Live. Let's join Dave and Ken at the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton.
And good evening, everyone, to another edition of PCSN Live with Dave and... Can you hear us now, will be the question.
No, push that one back up. That goes back up. Yep.
Well, I'm hearing you fine.
Our volume may be down over here. Maybe that's what it is.
So that's why you're not hearing me.
Maybe that's what it is.
I can hear you loud and clear, sir. Is that it?
Nope.
No, well,
it'll work. I can still hear you.
We'll figure this out in a minute. But anyway, here we go. Welcome to PCSN Live here with on WSKV with Dave and Ken. This is Dave Fodor along with Ken Simon, and hoping to bring you the best production we can. Again, if you're not hearing us, send one of us a text. Let us know that you are not hearing what we're saying on the air, and we'll get it fixed, maybe, because I can't see anything any different what I normally see. But anyway, we'll go from there. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here. We got to catch up on. The end of season for boys baseball and softball. We do have some track stuff, but I'm not sure who all the qualifiers were, so we'll probably get into that maybe next week, find that information out. And then we'll get into district and regional or district tournament events and what happened there, and then the regional tournament events upcoming. So got a big show for you tonight to kind of wrap up the end of the season for baseball, softball, and then the district play, and followed up by the regional tournament schedule for the upcoming week. That will all tip off on, tip off is probably a bad word. That'll all get started on Saturday for softball and baseball. Softball regional tournament held here at Powell County, as the baseball regional tournament will be held at Estill County.
Yeah, it's amazing how time has kind of flown over the last little bit, in a sense, to kind of clear ourselves out as far as ending the regular season and the 56 district tournament. Let's start with girls first, and we'll actually go back a week ago where the Lady Pirates ended up playing host to Menifee County. The Lady Pirates won that game, followed it up on Tuesday, May the 25th, with another win against Morgan County. 12-11 was the final. And then Thursday, faced off against a very good Perry County Central team. Ended up, Lady Pirates lost that game 20-3 in four innings in that one. And then from there, basically, he's had a few days off in order to get prepared for the 56th District Tournament. At that point, the Lady Pirates played against Lee County. They split during the regular season, each team having won one of those games there. And the Lady Pirates came out victorious in the matchup on Monday. It was a 2 o'clock start time. On Memorial Day, Lady Pirates won 11-6. Really, for the Lady Pirates in that game, David, I really felt like with your team, the way that they came out with Chloe Grader, she starts off, she leads off, she hits a sharp ball down the first base line, gets way deep into the outfield in a sense. She comes all the way home, scores that run 1-0 on a first pitch hit, no less. And to get inside the park home run, I really felt like that set the tone for your team going into that game. Carrying on from there at that point, I think that kind of rallied them in a sense. Like, okay, we can do this, especially once you split during the regular season and facing the same pitcher that you'd face in Presley Cundiff, an outstanding eighth grader or freshman. I can't remember which.
Eighth grader.
Yeah. You know, she's got a promising career ahead of her. As far as on the mound, but I really felt like Chloe getting that inside the park home run really kind of set the tone.
Well, it got the crowd really involved, and they're not always as cheering because that was a good start for us. We haven't had a lot of great starts, and that was a good one for us. And they followed that up with two more runs there in the first inning. And I know a lot of people would ask me. They said, "Man, it kind of sucks to be the 3 seed." I said, "Well, here's the thing. If I could find the positive, is if we could get on the board first and get early momentum against Lee, that could be a big deal. Now, if we don't get on the board that first inning, I think it's a big deal for Lee County. But we were able to put the three runs on the board, and I think really that was, going forward, that was a big key. Like you said, it got the crowd involved, it got the players pumped up, and after that, and a lot of softball and baseball, both the same way. It's a lot of momentum, and ever who's hot, it seems like it just trickles down, and I think that's what happened there in the first inning.
Yeah, and at that point, the Lady Pirates ended up leading 1-0, and then Lee County comes back and answers right back again. Even though you led 3-0, they come back and score one run. So at that point, it's like they had their opportunities in that first inning to even get more runs. And then at that point, you all ended up holding. And then from there, the Lady Pirates scored two runs in the second, two runs in the third, two more runs in the fourth. And then Lee County, they didn't score in the second, scored three runs in the third, two runs in the fourth. At that point, it's 9-6. Now you're looking at a different game at that point, especially going to the last two innings.
Yeah, 9-6. I was not feeling really confident. We had issues with Kelly. Our starting pitcher had some arm issues earlier in the week, last week against Morgan County, against Menifee County as well. And really, that went back even to last week a little bit. So she's got a little biceps tendonitis. After she had a little bit of a rough spot in the third inning, I think, and lost her control, wasn't throwing the ball as hard, wasn't throwing the ball hard in the first inning. We just kind of got out of some jams by some good defense. But I could tell it wasn't there for her, and we got a quick out. Went to Amelia Trent, who has been pretty much the backup for most of the season. If we needed somebody to go to who's going to throw strikes and put the ball in play, and we got to play it. But Amelia did a fantastic job in relief. That being said, Lee County really hit the ball hard the entire game, and we were just fortunate they hit it at us a lot of times, and we fielded the ball cleanly.
Yeah, I felt like that once you made that move to take out Kelly and put in Amelia at that point on the mound, she came in and did a nice job. Again, they did hit the ball, but your team fielded the ball really well and was able to get those outs. And I think that kind of created a rally, too. When you moved Kelly off the mound over to third, they had a couple of force plays over at third. She had a couple of great stops over at third, making the throw to first. Again, just an outstanding performance at that point. Then you're able to tack on two more runs in the sixth to give you that 11-6 run, you know, lead.
Those two insurance runs were huge for my mental psyche, if you will. You know, three runs, no problem really. But the problem they have for Lee County, for them, is we had their heart of their order coming up in the sixth. And I knew that. And with that three-run lead, I just wasn't real comfortable. We were able to tack on those two, and we really got out of another jam there in the sixth inning and shut it down quickly. And without them scoring, and that was huge because it left Lee County at the bottom of their order. I think they were at the sixth spot. 6, 7, 8 were coming
correct,
up for
yes.
Lee County. And really the top five have been the Thorns all season. And I'm not saying that they were not good players, but they weren't the players who've been producing the most of their runs for most of the season. And once we got down there with a 5-run lead at the bottom of the order, I wasn't comfortable, but I felt a much better with a 5-run lead.
Yeah, and at that point, you know, going into that sixth inning, they had runners on second and third with just one out.
Yep.
And then at that point, a line drive shot down the third baseline to Kelly Bloom. She catches that to get the out. And then the next play, a ground ball right back up to the pitcher, Amelia Trent, over to first for the 1-3 put out. That ends the inning. So, again, they were threatening, just didn't quite put the ball in play like they needed to.
Well, the ball that was hit to Kelly was an absolute blistered shot where she actually probably jumped about as high as I've seen Kelly ever jump. And to make it, I mean, that was just really, if you think about third base play, that was probably one of the best plays of the season just to get to that ball. That ball was, I mean, scorched. It was probably the hottest ball hit the entire night. Again, one of their better hitters hit that ball, and able to come down with it. That was just a huge defensive momentum killer for Lee County as well as it was a booster for the Pirates.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You hold them to 8 hits, 6 runs. At that point, they left 8 on base. And that says a lot, again, as far as defensively, what you all were able to do, again, to come away with that victory, 11-6. And at that point, you head into the championship game, which was on Tuesday night, last night. You face off against the Estill County Lady Engineers. And the Lady Engineers, the way that they ended up getting there is that they faced off against Owsley County. And at that point, they ended up winning 18-0, 15 runs in the first inning.
First inning.
An incredible offensive performance.
Yeah, I went back and looked at the book. We were keeping the official book for that game. And when I went back and looked at it, I was really impressed. Not that I've not been impressed with Estill County's bats all year, but to come out and hit the way they hit. They hit 3 home runs total for the game, a couple of doubles, ran the bases really aggressively. And their pitcher, Emma Winkle, was just fantastic on the mound. Gave up a leadoff triple to Owsley County to start the game.
Yeah.
And 9 strikeouts later, it's ball game. And but the offensive performance was just really spectacular for Estill County in that one. Again, in the first inning, the second inning, they hold them to 3. And again, but it's still 18-0. And that was Estill County's last at bat. That game only took, I think, 54 or 55 minutes to play. But again, most of that was at first, bottom of the first inning for Estill County.
Yeah, they actually battered around and then some.
Twice.
So again,
around twice. Yeah.
So at that point, it ends in 3 innings. They win 18-0 to set up the championship game, again, which was last night between the Estill County Lady Engineers and the Powell County Lady Pirates. At that point, when you look at that game, didn't quite go as planned with what you had hoped, really. But when you look at the Lady Pirates, you come up, it's 3 up, 3 down in the first inning. Winkle comes in and gets those 2 strikeouts out of the 3.
Yeah, 10 strikeouts on the night, I believe. And she, again, the 14th region, as far as pitching is concerned, she is as dominant in the circle as I have seen really my career. That's how good she is. And she's only, if she's 5'2", I'm kind of surprised, but and probably only weighs 95 pounds. But on the flip side, she had a home run against Owsley County that probably went 250 to dead center field. I mean, this kid's got she's got tons of talent, not just pitching wise, but kid can hit. I mean, she's hit one of the longest balls I've seen all season against Owsley County the other night, but she's done that all season. Premier hitter. They got some really good. They got some dangerous bats in their order. Probably the most dangerous lineup that you're going to see in the 14th regional tournament, because they've got not just 9 kids that can hit out. They got 11 kids that can hit it out. 2 of them just don't play. I mean, it's just they're that dangerous as far as the home run ball. But you know, there's some other good hitting teams that's coming into this regional tournament. We'll talk about in a minute. But you know, they beat us 10-0. We didn't think we was going to have Kelly at all, and I think she just did a really good job of treating herself. She went home and iced after the game on Monday. Iced pretty much all day yesterday, and then had some tape that she had on yesterday, and really tried to throw and said she was comfortable. I had another game plan going in, and I was ready to use it. And she started to throw and said she felt comfortable. And I tried her there in the first inning. Dessa Foster started a game for us and really didn't do bad. She was throwing strikes. They just got 3 hits. She walked one, and I was really worried about her control getting off. And didn't want to get too far down, so made a pitching change there in the first inning, and we got out of that jam with no more runs in the first. That being said, they just continued to pile on. But our Powell County Lady Pirates just did not do a good job on the defensive side of the ball. 4 earned runs for the Engineers against us last night. 4 runs was enough. I mean, if you go through play the full 7 innings, 4 runs would have been enough the way we didn't hit. Again, I was not happy with the way we hit the ball. Cheyenne Gearhart got the only hit there, an infield single. There, I think, in the, the fourth inning, I believe, in the last inning we batted. Is that right?
Correct. It was the fourth inning,
yeah,
yes.
So, that was one of the last hitters, actually, we had up to face Winkle, and that would have been the second time that we were no-hit by her. But Cheyenne was able to get that infield hit to end that no-hit bid. But I tell you, it's just we got some bats on the ball, just not hit them, didn't hit them sharp enough. But again, like I said, the girl from Alzheimer's can hit that leadoff triple, but she continued to strike out three, struck out nine of those, 10 against us, and 12 outs. So we had, I think we only played, do we want to play four innings last night, or was it five?
It was five.
Okay, we went five.
Yep.
All right, we batted the top of the fifth. That's right. They added the two runs in the fourth. So we were able to go five innings with them last night. And, again, should have been a 4-0 ball game going into the bottom of the fifth. They could have tacked on some more. I'm not saying that. But, you know, Kelly came back in and actually threw the ball relatively well. But, again, we just did not play defense like we did when we played over there. And, you know, hopefully we'll have her back for the regional tournament and can do some damage there.
Yeah, seven errors unofficially.
That's
you know,
what I had
it, it, you know, and at that point, that's too many. And normally, balls that would have been fielded cleanly by your team, and then a couple of breakdowns. You know, on one, an infield pop up. All of a sudden, you know, your second baseman catches it, but at that point, just matter of fact, throws it back to the pitcher. Well, at that point, they've got runner coming home,
yeah.
Runner going to third, and it goes back to when you're in those positions as players. You have to be aware of where they are. And then there was even a couple of times, too, where the ball being the outfield, and as opposed to getting it back in quickly and or even on a rundown opportunity, you don't throw it to second when you have a chance to get the tag out at second or at least keep them in a rundown. Instead, you don't make the throw a couple of times. That's costly as well.
And those aren't errors.
Correct, yes.
Those aren't. Again, they are mental errors, but they're not errors in the book as far as what you're looking at.
Right.
So, yeah, what you're talking about there was add-on issues that caused some additional runs to score.
Right.
So even some of the four may not have scored had we made the right plays. Again, you don't see many teams tag up on a routine pop-up that stayed in the dirt. I mean, it did not get out of the infield. And I know I didn't ask her about the play. Madison made the catch on the infield fly rule. Didn't ask her what she was thinking, but you don't – I'm not saying you don't ever. You really don't expect the runner to tag up on infield fly ball. And I know she probably wasn't expecting that, but I got on some other players as well because they really didn't let her know that the girl was going. So there was not enough communication on the field. We tried to – as soon as we saw her break, we tried to let her know the plate, got a play, got a play. But she never really looked at the plate.
Did not, correct.
And I'm not blaming her for that. I just sometimes when you're playing a good team and a really aggressive team, expect the unexpected. You always got to be on your toes for that to happen. So going forward, I think she'll learn.
Sure.
And our team will. And, you know, I always tell our players when we get to third base, we're tagging on every pop-up. Doesn't matter where it is. Foul ball, fireball, doesn't matter. We're tagging up because we have the potential. We can run. It's a live ball. We can run on any pop-up. And if we find somebody that falls asleep, we'll take advantage. And that's exactly what Estelkan did to us last night.
Yeah, and it was those, not only the errors, but then those little
plays.
Yeah, exactly. Those plays as well that kind of add up.
Had another play earlier, Maddie Brandenburg threw behind a runner. I felt was baiting her to throw. As soon as she throws behind, they take the extra base. That's
right.
The rundown play. We actually got the rundown there and just couldn't get make the play. But those are issues where if you're getting baited, you never throw behind. But it looks like you have an opportunity to get that player out, except they're trying to get you to make that throw, and they're breaking it as soon as you make it. You know, if you fake a throw there, and we've worked on some of those things, but if you fake a throw there, maybe she still breaks, then you can throw it ahead and maybe get a rundown going the other direction. And, again, just little plays like that. But, again, Estill County, give them the credit because they hit the ball hard. They hit the ball in gaps last night. Didn't take it out of the park. Again, they pitched really well, played good solid defense. Three balls put in play, or four, whatever it was, but just three or four balls put in play by the Lady Pirates. And again, that's not enough if you want to compete to get a win. Now, hopefully we will rebound. And, again, we played Perry up there. Well, we'll go over the regional tournament in a minute. But, again, I was pleased to get a chance to play in the regional tournament. So I told our girls the other night, look, you qualified for region. That was the goal. My goal is to win the regional tournament. I know that sounds kind of silly sometimes, but I don't just look at the district championship. Everybody wants the district championship, and I get it. Estill County is that team that is that good. Now, that being said, there are some other teams in this region that are pretty good. Now, we always get a good draw because we're opposite what's considered the best team in the region. But my goal is to try to win the regional tournament. And the only way you can win it is if you're in it. So we have to get by that first round. And I'm not happy with the loss versus Estill in the championship, but my goal is not just win a district championship, it's win a regional championship. So I'm looking past that game a little bit because I'm not just satisfied with one. I want the other. And I think some people take that the wrong way sometimes when I say it. But to me, the most important thing is not the district championship all the time. It's get that regional championships. And we've been in enough opportunities where in the past we've had about three championship games in the regional. And a couple of those were not against Estill County because they were knocked off at an earlier point. And I'm not saying that will happen this time. But again, the only way you can win it is if you're in it.
Correct. It just put things into perspective using Coach Cal as the example at Kentucky. He could care less about the SEC tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great if we win, but guess what? He wants the NCAA tournament along those lines. So, again, I understand where you're coming from in a sense. Yes, it's important. It's nice to win, but at the same time, ultimately your goal is let's win the region and get to the state.
It looks good on paper, but you really got to set your standards high, I think, to try to win regions. And regardless of your record, and we'll talk about that more in a minute when we talk over all these teams that are in. But, again, you got to set your team up to try to win and have success. But if you play defense the way we played on Tuesday, you're not going to win. The way we played on Monday, you got a chance to beat other teams in the region. So that's just whichever team shows up on Saturday is what it's going to be. So we'll have to figure that out on Saturday night.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And in many respects, that's the way that your team has been all season in a sense, is that you don't know which group of girls are going to show up to play at any given time, because at times you look great. And then other times, like against that Estill game, all of a sudden you start making those errors, et cetera. And it's just like it's uncharacteristic of them to make those errors that many and during a stretch. I think in the first inning there was like, three or four errors or something. At that point it was just like when you have your outfield making errors, your infield making errors, it's like, oh, wait a minute, what's going on?
And our outfield errors really, aren't balls that should have been caught for outs, but they're balls that get by you for additional bases or additional runners to score.
Right. Yeah.
Those were the errors we were making against them. Now, we've had those errors where we've dropped balls, and we did that against, that was one error against Lee County was actually a drop ball in center where the catch would have been a nice catch if you make it. But when you get the glove, when it goes in your glove and out your glove, that's a catch that should be made.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Let's go on, step aside here real quick, and we'll come back and we'll talk about the the all-district team, not tournament team, all-district team, and we'll talk about the regional pairings when we come back. You're listening to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken.
Ever think about this? 83% of customers who buy from Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram buy again. The reason? Great deals, great service, and a simple way of doing business. March is Ram Truck Month, and the all-new 2021 Ram pickups are priced to sell. Come see why the Ram is the truck of the year for 2019, 2020, and 2021. Come see why Tanner is the best place to buy. Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off the Mountain Parkway in Stanton.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, and they know that you're unique in the way you want to do banking. That's why they offer great services like Phone Smart, where you can call and find out about your account. Or how about text banking, where you can text and find out exactly what you want to know about your account. And you can set up really cool text alerts and find out when maybe you drop below a certain balance, reminding you to balance your checkbook. They have online banking and convenient apps for Android and Apple. Those apps give you the ability to make mobile deposits. Just snap a picture of your check and deposit it. Whitaker Bank also allows you to apply for a loan online at their website at WhitakerBank.com. And don't forget, you have access to your money 24/7 with Whitaker Bank's ATMs, where you can make a cash withdrawal day or night. For more information about these great services, call the main branch at 606-663-2283. That's Whitaker Bank, Stanton, Clay City, and Campton. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Appalachian Wireless has a question for you. Would you rather pay $650 or $66 for a smartphone? If you think this answer is simple, then the Appalachian Advantage Plan is for you. Pay less upfront for today's hottest smartphones, and then pay just a few dollars more every month on the monthly bill. Many smartphones are $5 a month or less after you factor in the $20 discount from the Advantage Plan compared to the contract offering. Better service, bigger savings. That's today's Appalachian Wireless. Payment agreement required. See store for details.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live. Took a little bit longer than we wanted to there in that first one. I got a little bit long-winded like normal, and again, talk about our softball, but that's kind of the way it is. We do have some more things to clean up. We got the 56th district all regular season district team. That is a change this year from a all tournament team that we've had in the past. It is now a regular season 56th district team, and it's broken down by number one seed gets four, I believe, is that right?
Five.
Gets five. Number two seed gets four.
Correct.
The remaining two, the three and the four, both get three. Is that right?
Correct.
And that's the breakdown of the, and then that, again, Estill County got five players on the list. Lee County got four. Powell with three. Owsley with three. I really think the breakdown probably should go 5-4-3-2 for first through fourth, but that's for a different argument. But that it was the breakdown, and it wasn't mentioned that way last night on the PA. That was mentioned that way on the baseball side, but not on the softball side last night. But again, your Ken has a list of players who were selected for the
all district team,
regular season team,
regular season, and this was the matchup between the four teams.
Correct.
So it's how they played, how Estill played against Lee, Powell, Owsley, how Powell played against Estill, Lee, Owsley, etc. It's that rotation,
yeah, and
strictly
on,
those
voted on by the opposing coaches.
Right, those eight games in theory, even though I don't think all eight games were necessarily played, but at the same time,
right,
still it's a body of work during the regular season against games in the district.
And I would have to say that's the way it is supposed to be. However, some coaches may look at your total body of work. Some are doing what they're kind of supposed to be doing as far as the regular season against them.
And I'll tell you what, personally, I like it this way. Not that kids can't be recognized for what they did in a tournament, but I always felt like that someone could get really hot during a tournament and yet during the regular season not play well. And sometimes those kids that played well during the regular season not necessarily recognized. So I like this aspect of it.
I like it. I'm not sure I like the breakdown of the numbers. I like the
theory.
I like the theory of it.
Yeah.
I do wish there was some kind of a recognition for all tournament. But like you said, I feel the same way, except I have a different slant. If you have a really good tournament and you haven't played well all season, you still should be in line for some kind of an award.
Agreed. Maybe it's both.
Yes. And maybe you're in both.
Who knows?
But maybe somebody really stands out in the tournament who would not have been regular season. Maybe that kid stands out in the tournament. I know, several years ago we've had players like that maybe didn't make an all tournament team who would have made an all district team and then get slotted in the tournament. You know, it's just.
Right.
There's an argument for both, and I hate an all tournament team because it causes a lot of friction sometimes. And I think one of the reasons you go away from the all tournament team is because of the friction, but it doesn't matter how you do it. There's always going to be arguments either way. And I get that.
Correct.
Totally.
You're right.
But if you're, to me, it's just kind of giving you a whole different argument for a different group of reasons. So if you're going to do one, just do them both.
Agree. Maybe that's what they look at even going forward.
Future. But now there's a lot of places that don't own, that only do it this way. That there's
correct.
That's where we've got it from, and a lot of regions are now doing only regular seasons body of work.
And I think because you can have hurt feelings because, again, collectively, I can have a great season, not show so well during the tournament, and then someone not so well during the regular season have a great tournament, and all of a sudden they're being recognized, but wait, I helped get us here during the regular season.
And you see a lot of teams slant their picks. It seems like it's in a regular season matchup, a lot of the picks are either pitchers, you see a lot of catchers, and sometimes the people go with key positions. Like if you are a shortstop, it just seems like certain positions or players will get the most looks. And that's also not a fair way to judge it either.
No, and you know, you and I have talked about this, even Greg and I, and all three of us for that matter, even going back years ago in a sense. Sometimes as well it goes back to some people think that because I'm a junior or a senior, I'm deserving of that recognition. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, maybe there's a freshman or a sophomore who had a better season, tournament, whatever the case might be. Again, there's no real fair way to do it. Someone's always going to be upset.
Somebody's left out.
Next
man
always.
Down. You know,
correct.
And they have a legitimate argument, and I totally get that. But, I'm not a bunch on age. It's just about performance for me. I don't really care how old you are or how young you are. If you play well, you play well, and that's it.
I'll put it into perspective. I had to explain this to my son when he was playing baseball. When you're not chosen as an all-star, does that mean you're not a good player?
No,
because when you look professionally, there's only so many all-stars, right? Mm-hmm. Does that mean the rest of those professional players are not all-stars? No, it's someone's opinion,
yes.
Right?
And every year somebody gets slighted, and every year somebody's upset.
Yeah.
Because you can't add everyone.
Correct. You're exactly right. Well, anyway, we'll move on here, and we'll start with Estill County. Again, they had five players who made the all-district team. Emma Winkle, who we ended up mentioning, 25-4 on the season as a starting pitcher, 1.24 ERA, which actually probably ended up dropping. You know, that's what
And it can go down because postseason does count on your regular season records in softball.
Right. So at that point, you know, well-deserving. Nisa West, Katie Johnson, Lauren Farmer, and Macy Muncie for Estill County. And for the Lady Pirates, Kelly Bloom, Chloe Grader, and Cheyenne Gearhart. And for Lee County, Emily Moore, Bailey Wright, Presley Cundiff. Again, we mentioned her name earlier. Just the eighth grader does an outstanding job on the mound for them. Kenzie Sloan. And for Owsley County, Makaya Johnson, Tori Gilbert, and Carly Smith.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Makaya Johnson for Owsley County is, she could be on my all team everywhere. I tell you what, that kid plays with so much heart. Never wants to give up, never wants to quit. I mean, she's a great team leader for Owsley County. And, you know, some of those ones you mentioned have done a great job for their teams. They're young. That's a young list that you read off. I know the group from Lee County is a lot of middle school freshman types that you read off there. So the future looks bright in the 56th District.
Yep, you're exactly right. Let's go on step aside. Well, go ahead.
We also had the tournament MVP, which is the only tournament pick, was Emma Winkle for Estill County as well. So she did get that award. So
yeah,
and I think the J.L. Thomas Award, they gave that as well. And that was also won by Emma Winkle from Estill County. So
yes.
That being said, we'll step away for another break here on PCSN Live.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
At Davis & Davis Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event for your loved one. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com for more information.
When a health crisis threatened our community, the healthcare heroes at Clark Regional Medical Center answered the call. As we move forward, life might look different, including healthcare, but there's one thing that won't change: the quality of care you've always relied on at Clark Regional Medical Center. We are again offering a range of healthcare services, from preventive screenings and physicals to quality of life procedures, to help you make the most of every moment moving forward. Our entire team is working hard to ensure a safe place of care and a healthier community for all of us. For more information, visit clarkregional.org.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live. Had a little off-air conversation going on with Ken, so sorry about that getting our way back. But again, we were now set up the regional tournament, or are we going to baseball?
We'll do the regional tournament.
Okay, now for the regional tournament bracket, which was done today, and Ethan covered that on Facebook Live. And if you got to watch, I hope you enjoyed the coverage that Ethan brought you. But the tournament, which will take off here at Powell County, starting Saturday morning at 11 a.m., will be Estill County versus Hazard. And we'll go over those real quick here. Estill County, again, the winner of the 56th. Hazard, the runner-up in the 54th, and Hazard, or it'll be Estill County with a record of 31-4, and they're 14-0 in the regional play. Hazard coming in with a .500 record of 16-16, and they are 9-13 in regional play. So, on paper, it's a good draw for Estill County, and a not-so-good draw if you're the Hazard Lady Bulldogs, but that game will be the 11 o'clock start game here at the Powell County High School. Game number two, and you're going to have to help me out with the bracket here, because I forgot mine. Game number two would be
Wolf versus Knott County Central.
And, man, that will be that is the matchup of Saturday afternoon, will be that game. That's scheduled to be played at 1:30. Now, it may be played earlier if the games don't go a amount of time. I'm not sure how we're going to do that, but it's scheduled to be a 1:30 start time. And that is Knott County Central with a 23-9 record, 12-4 in regional tournament play. Wolf County coming in at 20-9 with 11-4 regular season regional record. And those two have played this year a couple times. Wolf beat Knott actually to advance for the All-A championship. Earlier in the season, it was a one-run game. And I'll just tell you, Knott County is one of the best hitting squads I have seen this season. And it's just going to be a matter of who hits best. Benny has his Lady Wolves, one of the best defensive teams I've seen play. And that's just going to be a good matchup, good pitching matchup for both teams, and good hitters for both teams, and really good defense. These two are solid. That game at 1:30, that is a game to mark on your calendar. Definitely watch that one. Then your 4 o'clock game will be the Jackson City Lady Tigers. They were the runners-up in the 55th, and they will take on Letcher Central, who was the winners of the 53rd, over Knott County in a 14-13 matchup. And again, two of the best hitting teams in the 14th region, Letcher and Knott. Those two can just absolutely pound the softball. Letcher coming in at 24-10, Jackson City coming in at 22-10. Letcher with a regional record, it's kind of odd, 7-3, only 10 games played in the region. And then Letcher Central coming in Letcher Central 24-10, and Jackson City 22-10. Jackson City's regional record is 11-5 coming in. So, good matchup. Tony Turner does a really good job there with Jackson City. And Jay Perkins, former assistant coach here, now the head coach, been there for a long time now. Letcher Central doing a great job. He's got a really good hitting ball club. A good pitcher, and he's got depth in pitching. Jackson City's got a couple of good pitchers as well, and they've really hit the ball well. That's going to be a good matchup as well on the 4:30 game.
Correct, yes. And 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock.
Yes, sir. Sorry about that. 4 o'clock game. And then the Powell County Lady Pirates will host again Perry Central, who we again played last week. Last regular season game for us was Perry Central. Perry Central coming in at 27-9, 15-2 in regional play. Powell County coming in at 11-22, 6-16 in regional play. And Perry's only two losses this year were to Estill.
And those were the two teams picked early on as far as the, exactly, you know, being up there. Most people had Perry.
I think they played twice. I may be mistaken on that. I think they played twice this season, but if not.
As far as Perry and.
Yeah, Perry and Estill.
And Estill, yeah, let me look real quick.
I know they beat them 10-0 here. Early in the season, or maybe 11-0. But
Estill won 11-1 all the way back on April the 3rd.
Okay, been a while.
And let's scroll down here and see. That's it. So they only played only them one time. Yeah.
So I think the other may have been either Letcher or Perry, or Letcher or not may have defeated Perry. So again, Perry was the preseason favorite. However, I had told people, I said, I think you're forgetting somebody. And I meant Wolf County or Estill County. They were my preseason favorite because you had Estill, Perry, and Wolf were getting most of the discussion on the preseason. And I don't disagree with the teams, but I did think the order was a little bit off preseason. And right now, I tell you what, I think there's five or six. Well, I think there's six really good softball teams that are in the regional tournament, and two that can make some noise. I think that's Huss and Hazard. I think those two teams may be able to surprise somebody in regional play. So, again, the games have to be played on the field, not just on paper. So, like I always say, you're 0-0 when you're in regional tournament play.
Yep, you're exactly right. And, again, these games are Saturday at the Powell County High School girls softball field over there on Saturday, starting at 11.
Again, 2.5 hours between games, and again, that schedule could be changed. We'll say this real quick: Perry Central being the last game at 6:30, that game has a possibility of even being pushed further back. They are graduating on Saturday morning. I think they should be here in plenty of time for that game at 6:30. But baseball had to do the same thing; they had to move their game. We'll talk about that more in a minute. But right now, we're going to just step away.
Let's do this real quick. So, Saturday, Estill versus Hazard. Again, at Powell County High School girls softball field. Broadcast on Facebook Live on WSKV. So, again, Saturday's matchup will be live on Facebook. And then the 6:30 game between Powell and Perry County Central, broadcast on WSKV Facebook Live as well. So we will have audio and video on WSKV.
So no radio for either.
Correct.
Okay, so correct. Make sure you mark your Facebook calendars because they are not on the radio. They're both on Facebook Live. So you can watch and listen to the coverage of the booking games, Estill,
Hazard,
Powell, Perry. You can watch and listen to those on Facebook Live. As we step away for a break here on BCSN Live, 104.9 FM.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
Attorney Teddy Flint represents people in personal injury cases. Call for a free consultation. Remember, Teddy Flint only gets paid if you do. Attorney Teddy Flint, sponsoring radio broadcast of the Powell County Pirates. This is an advertisement. Court costs may be the responsibility of the client.
Your Stan Nace Hardware has geared up for the biggest garden season in history. They've been reserving product for months to fulfill all the needs of their wonderful, loyal customers. They have an abundant stock of canning supplies, plants, and seed. Stop by Stanton Ace Hardware for all your lawn and garden needs. They practice safe social distancing, and masks are a must. Ace, the helpful place.
Welcome back here to PCSN. I'm going to shift gears over to baseball and talk about the 56th District Baseball Tournament. Here, that was held at the Powell County High School, Charles Childers Field at the Stanton City Park. And here's Cam with a little breakdown on that one.
So those games started on Saturday, and the first game had the Powell County Pirates playing the Owsley County Owls. The Pirates ended up winning that game 10-1 was the final score in that one as the Pirates advanced to the championship game. And then in game number two, Estill County versus Lee County, Estill ended up winning 15-0 to advance to the championship game. And that championship game was held on Monday here in Powell County, and Estill County came out victorious 4-1 in that one. It was a great game. The Pirates, you know, gave up a couple of early runs in a sense, and at that point just really couldn't get things going. They had runners in scoring position a couple of times and just couldn't put runners across as Estill County ended up coming away with the victory again in that game 4-1. The Pirates had only four hits and one run, struck out eight times, and Estill County had nine hits and four runs. Again, the Pirates had opportunities at times, just couldn't quite put those hits together when they needed them.
Well, that tells you veteran pitching a little bit. Did a really good job of really just kind of shutting the Pirates down when they had to. And it, to me, it was just too many offensive weapons. Although Kyle Nickel pitched for Powell County, pitched a really good game. He just kind of – his defense kind of let him down a little bit. And they scored a couple of runs that way. And, again, really the game probably should have been about a 2-1 game. And then anything can happen past that. But, again, very good contest. And I tell you what, and this is both – I will say this real quick about both baseball and softball. The crowds at those two contests – and that's, I will say this, baseball for sure. That was probably one of the biggest crowds I have seen for a baseball game in a long time. And the softball crowds at the district tournament were very good. I mean, I was very impressed with the softball crowd we had. Wasn't as big as what the baseball had on the championship game. But what we had total was awesome support of our teams. And I want to thank everybody for coming out supporting Powell County softball and Powell County baseball and the other teams as well. Because, really, the Estill County, they probably get the award for the most participation because, man, they showed up and they supported their teams.
Yeah, and very loud and vocal.
Very loud.
You know, again, it was great to see the crowds on
both
all
sides,
of the games. Yeah, exactly. At all of the games, in a sense, it was great because it gave, even as broadcasters, it gave a different feel,
yeah,
a different energy and everything. And to me, I love that. It's no different than being at a football game or even a basketball game. When you hear the crowd, you get caught up in that energy, and it makes for a better better outing, in a sense.
I tell you, it was an awesome crowd for the baseball game. Sorry, but I got taken off, but I wanted to mention those crowd sizes because that was an awesome crowd.
Now, if we could get them to do that during the regular season, better.
Yeah, it would be. A lot of people just show up at tournament time, like me. That's my second game I've seen all year. Of course, I'm doing some other stuff, but I love to watch the baseball team play. I think these guys work really hard, and I tell you, this is a better team than what we had anticipated prior to the season starting with this Powell County team. And this region, we'll talk about in a minute, but, man, it's wide open.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Again, the Pirates ended up dropping 4-1 in that championship game. So Estill County comes out as the champion, and we'll have the all-district tournament team. Regular season, I said tournament
you
team.
Said tournament,
I said all-district tournament team. All-district team. Unfortunately, I only have Powell and Estill. I'm not quite sure what happened where I was to not necessarily hear who the Lee and Owsleys were.
I think they gave those out when you weren't there
Saturday.
When I was there, I just missed them. So
yeah, that could be true. But anyway, our apologies for not having those names. We'll start with the Powell County Pirates. Cam Del Rosario, Austin Begley, Corbin Thacker, and Luke Hood. All three of those guys batted well over 300. Luke Hood, behind the plate, did an outstanding job. We've even mentioned that as far as him coming off a football injury.
Injury.
Yeah, and him being behind the plate and catching and blocking as well as he did throughout the season, very nice. Then you have Cam Del Rosario, for him, just a freshman coming in. And
so was Austin.
Yeah, exactly. And Austin Begley as well, a freshman. Luke Hood is actually a sophomore. You know, and you have Corbin Thacker.
Junior.
Yeah, just a junior. So, I mean, you have four players right there.
Back next year.
That will be back again. The Pirates, even though they've lost a couple of seniors in a sense, still there's an excellent core of players that will be back for this team next year. So those were the four players represented by the Pirates. And then for Estill County Engineers, Braden Waddle, Andrew Elam, Ty Neese, Ethan Henry, and Camden Powell were all recognized on their performance for the season.
And then Powell
was named
the MVP, which is now, and from here on after, will be the Blake Crow Award with the MVP for baseball. And tell you what, that was very emotional watching that ceremony out there with the family. You know, Brian, his dad, who is now taking over the head coaching duties at Estill County. Jordan, his wife, her two children, his mother. That was just, you know, I've talked to Jordan a couple of times at the games and what they've went through. And I will say this on behalf of her. She likes to thank the entire Powell County community for supporting, Blake and their families and what they've went through. And, she was very grateful for everything that folks at Powell County. Frank, had his team in t-shirts, for Blake, his warm-up t-shirts.
Were blue with Pirates.
With Pirates on it. That was for Blake. And he had already told Brian what was going to happen. And, when you lose a coach that you're close to, and Frank was very close to Blake, and it's just tragic. And, you know, I've known Jordan for probably at least, 14 years through golf. That's how I got to know Jordan. And just a great group of people. And when they were out there giving that award out, that was just so emotional.
Yeah,
Saturday, on Monday.
It easily was. And not only that, but Blake's mother comes out, and when they're awarded the district championship, she holds it up and says, "This is for Blake."
Yeah.
Again, one of those special moments, and unfortunate moments, but at the same time, a very special moment.
You got to look ahead. I know they went back and took the trophy to the cemetery, and actually I think Ethan followed, didn't know where he was going, but wound up there. And he told me how hard that was to even just
to video.
Wind up where they got and wound up showing it on Facebook Live. But again, we still want to send our thoughts and prayers out to the Crow family. I know they're going through a lot, and Jordan and the kids and everybody involved. It's just a tragedy which we could all get back. But again, it's hard not to root for those Estill County Engineers in baseball. I just have to tell you, it's
under the circumstances.
Yeah, it's the team I'd be rooting for. So we'll take a break to come back and talk about the regional matchups here in a moment here on PCSN Live.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today. You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, so I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house, or even better, as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protech Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protech Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9344.
Welcome back. Glad we're back on the air, because we're talking about some dark stuff here on the during the break. But again, it's all kind of, I guess, poetic, if you will, with what we were just talking about here. But now let's set up for the 14th Region Baseball Tournament, which will be held again on Saturday. Will be the first round games, and we'll talk about the other dates in a minute, because we forgot to do that earlier. But to start out the day on Saturday, I think also at 11 o'clock.
Correct.
Will be?
At Estill County. They are the host site. So Estill County will be the host site for the baseball for the 14th region. And the first game will have Breathitt County versus Letcher County Central.
And that's in game one. Now, game Correct. Two will be a flip on the schedule. We'll go ahead and give you the bracket first. So the top bracket will be Powell County and Knott County, is that correct?
Well, no.
I'm saying that's the top bracket officially.
As far as the
not the way they're playing, but the top bracket. We will basically give you the bracket first. So Powell Knott will be in that bracket, but they will not be playing at the 2 o'clock time.
Correct. Let me get myself
mistaken.
Wait, hold on here. Okay, so it's Breathitt and Letcher at 11 o'clock, the second game in that bracket is a late start, which normally would have been the second game on the schedule,
yes,
time-wise. And
Powell
that's going to be...
will play the second game, but they're in the bottom bracket.
Correct.
I got my brackets flipped.
Yeah, and it's... they had to do this because of Perry County Central's
graduation.
But, so, in game number one, it's Breathitt versus Letcher. Game number two, it's Knott County Central versus Powell County at 2 o'clock, even though that's
Correct.
The first game in the bottom half of the bracket.
Which is the 5 o'clock game played at 2 o'clock.
Correct, yeah. Well, what would be, yeah, correct. Again, it's going to be a little bit confusing in a sense. Then the third game will have Hazard versus Wolf County at 5 o'clock. And then the night game will be Estill versus Perry Central at 8 o'clock. I'm going to repeat that one more time. Game number one, Breathitt County versus Letcher County Central at 11 o'clock. Game number two, Knott County Central versus Powell County at 2 o'clock. Game number three, Hazard versus Wolf County at 5 o'clock. And game number four, Estill County versus Perry County at 8 o'clock.
And when you look at your brackets, that's what you're going to see on Saturday. When you look at your brackets, as far as the winners are concerned, Powell County will be in the top of the bottom bracket. Perry Central and
Estill
will be in the two slot, or in the 3-4 slot.
Correct.
In the bracket. So the winner of the first game is Breathitt and
Letcher
will take on the winner of Estill
and Perry. Correct.
And those games, by the way, since we're going that direction, we played on Monday night at Estill County High School as the semifinals be 6 and 8.
5:30 and 8.
5:30, excuse me. And then the championship game will be on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock.
Correct.
And for softball, we didn't give the times, the date, other dates. The semifinals are also on Monday, and I believe it's the same start times, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's
6 and 7:30.
And the championship game will be at...
On the 9th.
On Wednesday
at 6. Correct.
So, a little bit of confusion, but we wanted to make sure that the baseball had their pitchers protected because they will start on Saturday, so they have to have it played by Tuesday. There are other regions who are probably starting as early as tomorrow, I think.
Right, yeah, Thursday. Yeah.
So ours, it will not be starting until Saturday, but there are other regions in baseball that are actually starting on Thursday. So just kind of throwing that out there as a little, you know, food for thought. But this year in baseball, I think the teams will be competing in a sectional. And before they move on to UK and softball, all 16 teams who qualify will be playing at UK for their state tournament. So a little bit different setup for baseball and softball this year. I really don't like the sectional part of that because it's always remembered as a sectional. It's still the 16 teams that are playing the state tournament. It'll just be at different venues.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. I don't know why they went back to that. You know, they got rid of it years ago.
I think
the problem
was apparently the venue. This is a 2-week deal for baseball. They don't play theirs in one weekend. They play it in 2 weeks.
Right.
Within a 7-day period. So I guess it helps the pitching, but it kind of allows that one pitcher team to have a chance to win, and I think it really is more about depth than it is for just one pitcher. So
right,
that's just a big thing.
Let me say this as well. So those games on Saturday, again on Facebook Live. So you will have the Powell County game versus Knott County Central. That will be at 2:00 Facebook Live on WSKV, and then the 8:00 matchup Estill County and Perry County Central Facebook Live as well. So, again, all the coverage on Saturday will be Facebook Live on WSKV.
And we'll either be on the PCSN side if Powell County is playing, or the ECSN side if it involves the Estill County Engineers. So,
correct.
At the night cap, if you will, on Saturday, both sides are going to be broadcasting both venues because the Lady Pirates will play Perry here, and Estill County will play Perry there, so both sites will be used. And again, these times are subject to change based on whatever the end times are, so just kind of be aware that they could change these times. Usually when they're out, but I think they could be changed. Didn't ask that question today in the meeting, but I will double-check that with Mr. Brewer and try to let Ethan know as well, again, if these times are subject to change or not.
Good point.
So again, thanks. Again, I want to thank everybody on behalf of myself and Ken for watching and listening to us on Facebook Live or WSKV, whatever the venue is. And thanks a lot for supporting your teams. And the same for the ECSN folks. They got two different crews, baseball and softball. They've worked really hard as well. So, again, for them, thank you for tuning into the ECSN side of the broadcast side. Thanks for the PCSN side. And thanks for listening to WSKV.
So, and our sponsors as well, because without them, this wouldn't happen.
It don't happen, yeah. Thanks to the Estill County sponsors as well as the Powell County sponsors. And hope to do it again next year. But come out and support your Powell County Lady Pirates and your Powell County Pirates as regional tournament action will start Saturday here at Powell County for softball and at Estill County for baseball. So for Ken and myself, we'll say good night from WSKV.
Thanks for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken from the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton. This program is hosted by Ken Simon and David Faulkner. Production is done by Ethan Moore. Programming is done by Angela Osborne. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken is a Pickup Country 104.9 production. Tune in live next week or on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast.
104.9. You're listening to WS.